Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
For you.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And very excited about having our good friend Dr. Ivan Meisner back on the show. Ivan is a longtime Brain Trust member going all the way back to 1999. In fact, this summer we'll celebrate his 15th anniversary as a member of our Brain Trust. He's the founder of BNI, Business Network International, the founder and the chairman. I call him the galactic guru of networking. And that tops all the other monikers people have given him, because nobody else puts him out in the galaxy like I do. And he's the author of so many books, I had to have a wheelbarrow to carry them to the studio. Room Full of Referrals is one that he's written, and it's also about a really important month this month that we're going to talk about. Ivan Meisner, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. It is always great to be on, and you've brought me back a lot. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're always welcome here, Ivan. Hey, Ivan, and by the way, folks, last week in one of Ivan's, in his monthly webcast, Ivan was nice enough to interview me about my new book, The Age of the Customer, on that webinar. Ivan, I just want to, in front of all my folks here, I want to thank you for the graciousness that you showed me, the hospitality, the great job you did, and it didn't even hurt too much to have the tables turned on me.
No, it felt a little strange for me, but it worked well. You had a huge turnout, really big turnout.
Yeah, it was fun. Well, I'm used to asking the question and watching the clock, and this time I had to feel all the questions. So anyway, we had a good time. Thank you for that. Hey, Ivan, we got a big month coming up. I mean, this is a big month right now, isn't it?
It is. This is actually International Networking Week. We're actually speaking on International Networking Day. And it's
Isn't there International Networking Month too?
And that's the week.
It's just the week.
Yeah. Well, you know, when we get past our teenage years, then maybe it'll.
Okay.
Be a whole month.
All right. Well, I'm in favor of going a whole month.
All right. I'll work on that.
But right now, in the middle of it, aren't we?
We are. Yeah. And it was an event. It was an initiative of BNI's, and the focus for the week is really the establishment of events that bring people together, representatives of government, businesses, the community, to network with each other, to understand the concept of good networking, and to listen to presentations by key networking experts from all across the world. And we have a website, networking event, internationalnetworkingweek.com, and you can see it's been, we have activities in probably 20 countries all around the world.
Mm-hmm. Right. No, a lot of stuff going on, and we've been talking about this week, every year since you started it. And what are some of the things going on out there that you're hearing from folks? What are they doing to celebrate the networking and helping it to be more relevant to folks?
Yeah, in most cases, there are events where, you know, they'll bring in a speaker. I'm speaking at a number of events via webcam and in person. To talk about networking, to talk about referral marketing. But a lot of networking groups like BNI, have a special thing that they'll do during the week. In many BNI groups, they're inviting their best vendor, the company that they work with the most, and bring them to the meetings to show them, you know, what they're doing in terms of building relationships. Some years we'll have them bring a local government official. Other years it would be somebody that they have a relationship with, but they want to go deeper in building that relationship. And so a lot of different kinds of exercises that we do in BNI. We've got 6,600 groups in 55 countries, so a lot of people recognizing this. I think it's important to do, and because we don't teach this in colleges and universities.
Right.
We've talked about this before. It's not taught, and so the more we can give recognition to the power of networking and understanding, and it's more just, you know, a lot of people think that word of mouth is kind of like the weather. important. It's kind of important, but not much you can do about it.
Well, you know, Ivan, I before I knew you, when I was with one of the first before I even started doing the show, I started talking about networking, and it was obvious to me that this is going to be the key to doing business the right way. There's nothing. The gold doesn't get any purer than having a referral, folks. And it is the holy grail of doing business in a high quality way, in a professional way. And you get referrals by networking. And Ivan and his group does such a great job of keeping professional networking front and center in our minds, but not only talking about it, they do it, folks, at these BNI, at all the BNI events, all the BNI meetings they have every month, every week, all around the world. BNI.com is the website. You can find out more about where one is near you. And Ivan and I are going to come back a little bit and talk about what if you had a networking room? It was your room.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.